Welcome back to Always Evolving with Coach Mike. This week, I have our first financial expert. He is a best-selling author of Everyday Millionaire, How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth, and How You Can Do It Too. Thank you, Chris Hogan, for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Coach. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Tell me, what makes you a financial expert?
Well, you know, having done enough financial stupid in my life in the past, walking through it, I started out in the banking industry. First, it was consumer finance. Then I went into mainstream banking. Then I was into mortgages and insurance. So I've spent almost 25 years dealing with this money stuff.
And wow.
Working as a coach, as a financial coach with pro athletes, entertainers, and musicians. And so, you know, I've spent enough time in this and really studying it that it's something I'm extremely passionate about.
What is the mistake that you see people commonly make? And is that mistake, does it depend on if they have a little money or a lot of money?
No, it really doesn't, Mike. I mean, it really, the mistake that I see people making is a lack of knowledge. Like, it's just a lack of understanding. And people will tend to go to excuses if they don't understand something. And so I think that lack of knowledge is the thing that's holding most people back.
So like when you say lack of knowledge, is it about investments or is it about debt or like what is it?
I would take it as really four areas. Not understanding on just number one, A, how money works, but the skill set around money. I'm talking about budgeting. I'm talking about saving, those principles, understanding that if you don't have a plan for your money, someone else does. Okay. So you've got to have a plan for you and your family.
Like I've always wondered, I have a bunch of cash just sitting in an account at the bank, right? And I haven't really done anything with it. I know a lot of people, not that they have huge amounts of money just sitting in an account, but what would you advise people to do right now, especially with everything going on where the market just seems crazy?
Oh, the market is crazy, Coach. I mean, it's a living, breathing thing, right? If people are excited and happy and things are going well in DC, guess what? The market climbs. But yeah. As soon as somebody hiccups or burps, right? Or there's a pandemic, for God's sake, and now all of a sudden there's unknown, the market starts to tank and everybody starts to wig out. So, you know, I would tell you, you are smart to have some money sitting in the bank. You're smart. That's called insurance, right? And so you know, and I don't know your financial background and what you have and what you don't have, but I can tell you, if you've got a pile of money sitting in the bank right now, I'm calling that an emergency fund. That's cushioned between you and life. And guess what? You're not wigging out right now. You know you've got money sitting there. And
right.
So I want to help other people get to that point where they do have an emergency fund and they don't have to freak out just because the world is.
And why don't a lot of people have emergency funds? Is it because of what they made or is it because they just don't think about it?
Coach, it has nothing to do with how much they make. I'm going to tell you right now, it's bad habits. It's not being adult enough to tell a want that it needs to wait, right? We see stuff, we want it, and we just go get it. And good grief, there are stores that you can click twice and boxes will show up on your porch, right? And people, it's like Christmas all throughout the year. We're overspending. On average, we're spending $18,000 a year on non-essentials. 18 grand. An average income right now is hovering around 62,000. So you can see we've got a habit of overspending. We've got a habit of not planning. And we got a habit of not believing that better is available.
Hey, all you true crime fans. This is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morph.
And we'd like to invite you to listen to our podcast, Criminology.
Launched in 2017, we've covered a variety of strange cases from murders to missing persons. Some of the cases are ones you may not have heard of.
Other cases we cover are some of the most historic in true crime. There are 200 episodes of Criminology available to binge on right now. And new episodes come out every Saturday night.
Subscribe to Criminology today, wherever you listen to your podcast.
What have you seen in your year? I know like there's some people get on the conspiracies and they go buy gold. Like they're like, I'm buying gold. And they start even trying to get gold. And then there's some people are into this Bitcoin thing.
Yes. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, here's some of the scams I'm seeing people fall for. The crypto-mipto stuff that you just talked about. Absolutely. That's one, right? This is an industry that's not regulated. It's some branch chain code that some nerd somewhere decided had value. And now all of a sudden, now you got people investing in it. And there's nothing you can touch. There's nothing you can see. It's ridiculous. Avoid it.
It's like, and by the way, it's like I play Candy Crush. It's like Candy Crush dollars.
That's exactly right. And people tend to treat it like that. So the crypto mipto stuff, I'd avoid it. Get rich quick schemes make me so mad. I see them on late night TV and I want to hunt them down because they're preying on people hopes, right? And it's just not right. Another one is leveraged investing schemes. Now this one, Coach, oh, they make it sound sexy, that you're going to pull equity out of your home to go invest in the stock market. Well, you're taking on debt, and debt is a risk to your financial future. Mm. So these are things that I disagree with all the way around.
How do people get sucked into it?
Yeah, from investment professionals, you know, some of the unscrupulous ones, let's say that, because, you know, I tell people, you want to find an investment professional that has the heart of a teacher, okay? I know you know what that phrase means, because your goal, even with what you do, your goal is to help people reach their goals or to become the best, right?
Right.
Someone with the heart of a salesperson is just looking to sell you stuff. They just want you to do what they want. So they're trying to manipulate you. So you want to find an investment professional that has that kind of heart and avoid the others.
When you're looking for an investment professional, because they are pretty good at sales, right? I mean, there's different ways to package it. Can you talk a little bit about the way investment professionals work with the packaging? If some take the money off up front, a percent, and...
Yeah, some of them will charge you. Some of them are fee-based. Some of them are percentage-based based on how they're working with you and how much of your money they're investing on your behalf. And, you know, I don't have a problem with the percentage-based. I know if I go see a doctor, I'm going to go pay money. I know if I take my car into a mechanic, I want my car fixed, right? I don't have a problem paying the fair nickel. I don't want to pay the unfair dime. But the big deal is finding someone you can trust. And I want your viewers and listeners to hear me. One surefire way to find out is, are they asking you questions about you? Or are they so busy flapping their gums trying to tell you about the next greatest thing? See, the person asking you questions cares about you and wants to understand where you're going. That's someone with the heart of a teacher.
Mm.
A person that's talking real fast and real slick, where they're just trying to sell you some stuff.
And how would one go about finding someone? Like, Google?
Well, I tend to tell people, start in your circle. Like, ask family and friends. Are they working with anybody they really like? You know, friends will shoot you straight and tell you the truth. I think that's a great place to start. I have bumped into a lot all around the country and have really started to help vet people. People that have the right kind of heart. So you can get more information at my website at chrishogan360.com.
Got it. So you guys even recommend kind of different financial planners and advisors to help people.
Yeah, we do, all the way around. And these aren't people that work for us. These are just people we know that got the right hearts. And so there are tax professionals, real estate professionals, investment professionals. And I tell people, listen, call them, interview them, right? You're hiring somebody to work for you. If it's not somebody you like, then find someone else. But it's really important that you build a team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a former athlete just like you. And so that team concept really resonates with people.
In this time and place of the market right now where, I mean, it's crazy. Stocks are like climbing, but then like no one's really making money, like business. Like it's not like all my friends' businesses, it's no one's crushing it right now, right? Like, I mean, very That's few right. businesses are crushing it.
Right, right.
What would you advise someone do who just keep saving money, but then kind of just go towards a financial advisor? Or is it eventually own a place? Is it?
Well, I tell people this, you need to figure out what your dreams are and have a plan to reach them. So I tell people, I want you to get out of debt. And I'm talking about paying off credit cards, car loans, student loans. Then I want you to build up a 3 to 6 month emergency fund. That's that cushion between you and life happening. Once you do that, now I want you to start to invest 15% of your household income.
I'm sorry, you got me thinking about this with debt. When people are constantly getting in debt and they're trying to climb out of debt, number one, I imagine, like, are you talking about student loans or just credit cards where they just start getting credit cards and they don't have the money?
All the way around, all of it. Like every single debt except for the house. And so the credit cards are dangerous, man. I mean, these things, you know, everybody thinks that they're your friend or they give you status. And when you start to look, you know, they're charging you 12, 14, 19, 24%.
Crazy. Like imagine if you could get that amount of return on your own investments,
Absolutely. But that's why these places have $1 billion of revenue each and every year, because they're making money hand over fist. And so I just want to shine a light on it. I want to help people learn how to count. I want people reaching their dreams, not having to reach to make a payment. And we can have stuff. I had a little lady come up to me and she goes, "Chris Hogan, you don't want anybody to have no stuff." Because I always talk about getting out of debt, right? And I looked at her. She's a cute little thing. She's like in her 70s. And I said, "Ma'am, no. I want you to have nice stuff. I just don't want stuff to have you." And see, when you have debt attached to it, the stuff has you. You're leaving your family, the people you love the most, to go work a job you may not enjoy, but you've got to make the money to make the payment on that debt. So I think it gives people more freedom if they have a game plan and they get out of debt and they get intentional about their future.
Yeah, and I thought right now, like with people getting unemployment and $600, you know, additional paycheck, I'm like, it baffles me why there's so many people that aren't taking this as an opportunity to create something new during this period of time.
I don't think people believe it's possible. You know, like that's the thing. I realize I'm not only trying to help people financially, I want people to dream bigger. I'm a result of a coach in my life. I'm talking athletic coaches, teachers, family members that were pushing me as a little Kentucky boy to dream bigger, right? And so it's one of those things where these lessons kind of stuck. I started to dream bigger than maybe I should have, but guess what? I started to believe it and I started to work toward it. I know people, I don't care where you are financially right now. Where you are right now doesn't have to be where you end up unless you stop. And so you've got an opportunity to make some changes and I want people to get started.
When did you start? Like, at what age did you go, "Oh, I'm making money"?
Oh, I got serious about making money probably when I was in, I think I was 10 or 11. I started a business. I started selling pieces of bubble gum. You know, back in that day, I'm about to date myself, Coach. Back in this day, it was a pack of Hubba Bubba. You know what
I used to sell lollipops. And then I got in trouble and they made me stop selling them.
I'm about to tell you the story. Same thing happened to me. The pack was 25 cents, but I figured out supply and demand, right? In fourth grade, I had the gum, people didn't. So I charged them 25 cents a piece. Well, I was doing good until I diversified my business into the body garden. My grandmother found out about that. I had to shut it down. But I like business and I like making money.
And you have three kids and you feel like they're just sponges in terms of your kids. Are some of them, they're like, "Dad, I don't want to hear about finances"? Or
listen, I've got three boys. I've got one that is listening and he's focused. He probably has $3,500 saved up toward a car already. He's 14. My other two, listen, I call them spend and spend a lot. As soon as they get money, it leaves them. So they're not listening to their dad very much.
What are you, in terms of your own vision for yourself over the next few years, is there anything you're really excited about or getting into?
I'm excited about reaching people. You know, I enjoy traveling around the country doing speaking engagements, teaching people about money, leadership, or business. I'm going to continue to do that until I can't anymore. You know, my life mission is to educate, encourage, and empower as many people as possible.
You made me think. So like during this period of time, are you noticing that talking to people, because you're not in person speaking as much, are you noticing there's a different vibe or need of the people today as opposed to 4 months ago?
Without a doubt. I think there's been an awakening. I think financially people are looking at this, and I've had people call into my show, the Chris Hogan Show, and they've told me some phrases that have stuck with me. But the thing that I'm hearing the most is, "Chris, never again. Never again am I going to be in this situation and feel this vulnerable. Never again will I feel like I can't take care of my kids." And this one guy broke down, and he's a big joker, and you could hear it in his voice that he felt so vulnerable and so weak right now that he said, "I can't take care of my babies." And he goes, "It'll never happen again." And so that's the kind of person you see, that's an awakening. That's something that they are going to make the changes necessary. My hope is that people don't forget this moment. Don't forget how we just had things shut down and taken from us. So we have to provide for ourselves. The government's not going to save the day. Okay? They can't count. We got to get our own damn cape and to be able to provide for ourselves and our family.
Well, it sounds like, and to wrap things up, kind of the takeaways I got from this is, first of all, get out of debt. Use this as an opportunity to never do this again. Get through word of mouth, a financial advisor of some sort that's trusted. They can go to chrishogan360.com to get some resources. Use this as an opportunity, as a springboard, to just get back on track. and
that's right,
save money.
There it is, man. You just summed it up perfectly. And that's all those things are people, your listeners and your viewers can go do. And I just want them to believe that it's possible. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. And I'm not saying you're not going to have to be persistent. But when we do this, when we have that mindset, and you can look at your little kids or your grandkids running around, and you know in your heart that at some point in your life, you made a promise for things to be better for them. Now what you have to do is put your actions behind your words and continue to do it. It may not be easy, but it will be worthwhile.
Well, you heard it from Chris Hogan, everyday millionaire, badass financial dude. Go follow him and check him out. Thank you, Chris, for coming on Always Evolving.
Thank you, Coach. It was a pleasure to be with you, man.
Please let me know what you think of this podcast by leaving a review. Also, subscribe. You click that subscribe button so every time I upload a new episode, you get a reminder. You can check it out, apply it to your life, make it happen. Till the next time, keep evolving.